Chapter 10. The Opulence of the Absolute. Listen again, Arjun, and become more attentive. I will explain my wonderful opulences for your benefit. Although you know them already, you'll still become surprised. I am desiring auspiciousness for you because you are dear to me. This will increase your devotion. You are hearing as if drinking nectar, so I'll make you drink more nectar. O Krishna, how may one truly know your opulences? Arjun, neither the demigods nor the sages know my opulences, because I am their source. As sons cannot understand the father's birth unless he explains it, my opulences can only be known by my mercy. There is no other way. O Vasudev, you are the supreme Brahman, and you are all-pervading in space and time. Now you have taken this form. Why do you say the sages do not know you? They know me as Aja, unborn. But Krishna, Brahma is also Aja. But Brahma is not beginningless, Arjun. I have neither beginning nor end. Brahma is not like that. Some people know you as Paramatma Krishna, the indwelling supersoul. Yes, Arjun, but those who know me as Aja, unborn, eternally, and still taking birth, these people actually know me. You appear although you have no birth, Krishna. Even scholars become confused about how this occurs. Yes, Arjun, I'm not forced, but I appear by my own sweet will. Just like when I was a boy in Braj, Yashoda Mata wanted to punish me by tying me with ropes. She wanted to bind me, but could not, because the rope was always too short by two fingers. At the same time, I was wearing my black kinkini thread with bells. That belt was not too short, because I chose to wear it. I was covered by that belt, but at the same time, I could not be covered by the ropes. In the same way, although I am unborn, I take birth. This is beyond logic. I am also Loka Maheshwara, the controller of the universe, and yet I am controlling your horses, and you are controlling me. Who can understand this? Only rare souls. Even those who know Shastra cannot know me simply by intelligence. Why? Because intelligence is from the mode of goodness, and I am beyond the mode of goodness. Intelligence, knowledge, freedom from doubt, forgiveness, truthfulness, control of the senses, happiness, distress, birth, death, satisfaction, austerity, charity, fame, and infamy. All these qualities are created by me alone. These are necessary, but are still insufficient to know me. Not only that, but the Saptarishis, the four Kumaras, and the Manus also cannot know me, because they are born from my mind. And all living beings in this universe descend from them. If someone does know you, Krishna, then what will be the result? Arjun, one who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mine engages in pure devotional service. There is no doubt of this, because I am Swayam Bhagavan. I am the source of everything. The wise who know this engage in my service and worship me with all their hearts. They meditate on me and cannot live without me, as fish cannot live without water. Their minds become eager to hear my names and pastimes. This is their food. They lovingly speak with each other about my devotional service and loudly chant my names in kirtan. They enjoy this just as a young man enjoys the beauty of a young girl. To such persons who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Krishna, you are saying they are satisfied and pleased by devotion unto you, but how do they realize you directly? I give them Buddha Yoga, Arjun, which is the inspiration in their hearts. This does not come from anywhere else. It comes only from me. After attaining my mercy, I take charge of them, and they come into direct association with me. I take responsibility for giving them knowledge. This knowledge is not Satvagun knowledge. What I give them is different. It is knowledge that comes from bhakti. It is like a lamp that dispels the darkness. I enter into their hearts just as a bee enters into the lotus and personally remove whatever ignorance may exist there. For such pure devotees, I give them the intelligence to act properly and thus maintain them. Therefore, they need go nowhere else. O Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyas confirm this truth about you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me. O Krishna, I totally accept all that you have told me. It's not exaggerated glorification, but it's true. You are Keshava, above even Brahma and Shiva. What to speak of Prajapati? Neither the Devas nor the Danavas know you, and therefore they sometimes become envious or disregard you because they do not consider you superior. Indeed, only you know yourself by your own potency. Therefore, you are the best person amongst all persons. You are also the creator of all living entities. You are not only the creator, but also the controller of all living entities. You are also playing with them as if with toys, and you are protecting them as well. It's impossible to know you in truth, so my only desire is to hear about your opulences. You have said that one who understands your opulences becomes united with you in yoga. And when I asked you how I should serve you, you told me to think of you and become your devotee. So now please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade the entire world. In this way, I can follow your instructions. O Krishna, how shall I constantly think of you? How shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O my Lord? Arjun, tell me clearly what you want me to do. Shall I show my opulences or describe them? O Janardana, please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you. Why are you again and again asking, Arjun? I've already answered with Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. I've already explained that I'm the source of everything. But that's just the seed, Krishna. Explain to me in more detail. By these sweet teachings, you have created a greed in me. Therefore, you are making me beg more and more from you. And the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. You are tasting with your ears, Arjun? Yes, Krishna. My ears have become like a tongue, the agent for tasting the nectar of your words. Hey, Hanta. Yes. I will now tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only those which are prominent, because my opulences have no end. The cause of all majesty is me. I am the Supersoul seated in the hearts of all beings. I cause the beginning, middle, and end of all beings. By my energy, I have manifested this material world. O Gudakesh, you are good at meditation, so meditate on the fact that I, as the Supersoul, am in the heart of all living beings. And know that of the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Of lights, I am the radiant sun. Of the Maruts, I am Marichi. And among the stars, I am the moon. Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda. And of the demigods, I am Indra, the king of heaven. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kuvera. Of the Vasus, I am Agni, and of mountains, I am Meru. Of priests, O Arjun, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya. And of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am Japa, and of immovable things, I am the Himalayas. Of all trees, I am the Ashwata, and of the Devarishis, I am Narada. Of the Gandharvas, I am your friend, Chitrarata, and among Siddhas, I am Kapila. Of horses, know me as Uchai Shrava, produced during the churning of the ocean for nectar. Of lordly elephants, I am Airavata, and among men, I am the monarch. Of weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, I am Kamadhuk. Of causes for procreation, I am Kandarpa, the god of love. And of serpents, I am Vasuki. Of the many-hooded Nagas, I am Ananta. And among the aquatics, I am the demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestors, I am Aryama. And among the dispensers of law, I am Yama, the lord of death. Among the Daitya demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers, I am Time. Among beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda. Of purifiers, I am the wind. Of wielders of weapons, I am Parashuram. Of fishes, I am the shark. And of flowing rivers, I am the Ganges. Of all creations, I am the beginning, middle, and end. Of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self. And among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. Of letters, I am the letter A. And among compound words, I am the dual compound. I am also inexhaustible time. And of creators, I am Brahma. I am all-devouring death. And I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. Of the hymns of the Samaveda, I am the Brihatsama, and of poetry, I am the Gayatri. Of months, I am Margashirsha, and of seasons, I am the flower-bearing spring. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid, I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Of the descendants of Vrishni, I am Vasudev, and of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyas, and among great thinkers, I am Ushana. Among all means of suppressing lawlessness, I am punishment, and of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence, and of the wise, I am wisdom. Furthermore, O Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existences. There is no being that can exist without me. Hey Prantapa, there is no end to my divine manifestations. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences. Therefore, you should know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. But what need is there for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe.